Apparently you tuned into WrestleMania Pod because nobody else has good podcasts out, which I find it very hard to believe. But, ugh, I'm about to listen to this too, and this is all ego Ethan Page. Let's not enjoy this together.
Live, pal.
There we go. There it is. Good afternoon, boys and girls. And it's a welcome to a special midday edition of the WrestleMania prod. Is it a prod?
Yeah.
It's a production. I nailed it.
Yeah. That's exactly what we are.
I am your host, Fireball Eric, spitting hot fire, alongside the feverishly writing King of Bong Style.
Who owes Stone Cold a beer?
He does owe Stone Cold a beer.
Why?
Phone went off again.
Oh, did you? Okay, well,
plugged in.
That's the WrestleMania hotline. It's not my phone.
It's a good point.
Well, giving out the number, though.
Yeah, we're not giving out that number.
It's a text.
Say hi, Fresh Produce.
Hi, everyone.
He's here. Less stressed today.
Live from Stu's Dungeon. down here in the dungeon, we got arm bars and pedophilia.
So you don't watch Being the Elite, right, regularly?
Not regularly.
Because that is a dead-on impression of not Stu.
In.
That is a dead-on impression of one of those guys from Being the Elite. You know what I'm talking about, Produce?
I do.
The two fingers coming in, that is a dead-nuts impression.
Two fingers. Yeah. That's one of the holds they used to give the boys down in the dungeon.
I hope you're all enjoying. If you're watching live, I hope you're enjoying our extra close-ups that we got now.
No idea.
We do have a fresh new table and soon to have a fresh new wall.
Oh, that's right. We're not going to have a wall.
No, there'll be a wall. It's just going to be back about 4 feet.
Mr. Gorbachev, build that wall.
What a week in wrestling, friends, and not just a good week in wrestling. What is wrong with me today?
That's my. You've got Tom Phillips disease.
It's my third stumble in Tom Phillips. Okay, that's where we want to start. Let's start.
I want to start with that.
Big Tom Phillips fan. I think he's probably second or third best in the WWE and probably top five in all of wrestler announcers. Because I haven't heard Stephen Dickey announce.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I'll learn that when I finally hear it. So what's your beef? Give me your beef, Produce.
Did you hear him during the Charlotte Flair Asuka Becky match?
The GOAT match?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard him.
When Asuka won.
I heard him. What was wrong?
So there was a point in the match where this man who gets paid thousands of dollars to talk for a living.
You don't know that.
I guarantee he makes at least $2,000 a year.
Okay, keep going.
Could not remember the name of the person getting a move. He went, Charlotte is over there. Like, Becky and Asuka were fighting.
Did he
just yelled Charlotte.
Did he catch his own mistake?
Like, but it's still dumb.
Did he catch his own mistake?
Kinda.
Tom Phillips the GOAT. Okay, so big week.
Are you serious?
I do wonder what people think. I mean, because there's different strokes for different folks. There's people that say respect Michael Cole because what he does, not how he does it, basically.
I'm sure what Michael, especially Michael Cole and Corey, who are on a lot of programs.
Yeah.
It's a lot to remember. But
well, if you watch all the shows on that network, though, they all are on a lot of programs because even that Percy Watson does a couple, Nigel McGuinness does a couple. They're all on a couple. Man, I should not have given you a Sharpie to do that. That is pungent.
Yeah.
That is going to crack the phase of my tolerance.
So real quick, I want to see what happened here.
This
is interesting.
Hold on, let's look at all of ours. We all have our pro wrestling sheets that we filled out.
Well, why can't I go to you first?
Let's fill it out. Let's go by everybody's. Let's go match by match.
No.
No?
No, definitely not.
Why would I want to go over everyone? Oh, you don't have yours.
Yeah, and we definitely don't want to go.
I wasn't prepared.
Well, we're never going to do that again, match by match. That's boring, and we are into exciting radio now. Where we just jump around from topic to topic willy-nilly
radio?
So you can't...
New and exciting, and you want to radio?
So, can you put a counter up for how many times I fuck up today? That's four.
Hold on.
Between the Spanish station and local sports.
Here you go, I got it. Dit
is your favorite. Is that the fuck-up noise? Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, let's do...
It's four fuck-ups. Here's what I want to do.
Let's have some toilet sounds.
Oh, hold on, I got one for you.
Here we go, yeah. It's WrestleMania in the morning.
Continuous country.
I want to score.
Give me a cup full of fireball, Eric.
The King of Bonk. So the King of Bonk Style did watch Tables, Ladders, and Chairs on
I
Sunday
did.
Night.
Watched it live.
Watched it live.
Messages to verify that.
Did your daughter watch with you?
Nah, she wasn't feeling well.
And she doesn't really care as much anymore, right?
Not anymore.
No
she's
Bailey,
really
no
an
Sasha. And really, so is my kid.
Yeah, she's obsessed with it.
Odd.
We needed to send our kids with Fresh.
He knows stuff.
He loves Hamilton.
That is true.
I'm
so
excited to see it.
You two and you, or us, our two daughters, you and Daniel Bryan, the world's biggest Hamilton fans.
Yep.
That's
I'm down.
So the King of Bonk Style did not fill out his prediction scorecard, but I'm going to take blame because I didn't tell him three times to do it. So that is really,
I mean, in all fairness, I printed it out for him.
But did you tell him? Did you tell him right before the match to do it?
Over.
I
was sick. I was really
okay.
Sick. I really was. I was really sick.
Don't put that shit on me.
So the King filled his out today, and he wanted to see if he could get it. And I'm looking over. He didn't do bad. He did not do as good as he should have for someone who watched the event.
So let's go with
who knows the
go
results.
Go down the line. You know what? You read mine. I'll read Fresh's.
All right.
For match one,
So we're gonna do it. Even though I definitely don't want to do this, you're definitely gonna do it anyway.
We'll
we're
just do it real quick.
Doing the
because we want to see what's the.
We'll
answers.
Do it. We'll do it like Indie Talk.
Fresh, do you have the right correct answers?
Pull I up. Can pull it up.
He's gonna pull it up.
I know the correct answers
for each individual.
Except
thing.
For the match time. So you did peck Natty. So that's 5 points.
I did. I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Jim the Anvil Tyne. No, was not using the finish. The Anvil Nine Heart Table was not using the finish, even though you wrote yes.
Didn't she break it in half?
Not in the finish.
She released the spirit of her father.
Nope. Riot Squad interference. You did get that. That's good. Nice. Match time, bell to bell, 12 minutes. That's the one I don't know.
13.
Nailed it.
12:39.
Good job. So we got.
Let's go on the 12th side.
It's plus or minus a minute. So yeah.
12:39?
Yeah.
Yeah, they counted as 13, so you don't get the bonus points, but you get
Fresh
the points.
Fresh had Natalya, he had the Neidhart table, he had the Riot Squad, and he had 8 minutes for a score of 8.
Yeah, you had 11, so you beat him on the first match. That's
all
good.
Right, the next one we had Truth and Carmella. He had Truth and Carmella.
So did you.
He had Pin.
Mm-hmm.
He had Mella making the pin and Fox taking it for a score of 11.
So you, who watched the show
yes.
and just filled it out less than 48 hours later, you did have the right team winning.
Yes.
You had the wrong person making the fall and the wrong person taking the fall.
Did he have submission?
No, he had pin.
Okay.
Oh, it was a submission.
It was, because it was the Code of Silence.
So that's 5 points for you on that one.
He had 11, so he's up to 19.
And you're up to 16, but you did yours after.
Yes.
And when did he do his?
He did his before.
Before.
True.
He had Elias beating Lashley.
And
he had it by pin. Uh-huh. He had Bobby being the first one to touch the guitar, and Bobby being the first one hit with the guitar.
So okay. Here's the problem. No. You're right.
Real
quick. We talked about this. I was tweeting with Pro Wrestling Scorecards on Sunday night, and they were pissed. So your information, by what you wrote, was how the match was set up. It was
correct.
Set up as a guitar on a pole match where the first one who gets the guitar gets to use it.
Not a fucking guitar in the
during the
match,
they announced that whoever touches it, whoever gets it first wins. And that was not how the match was set up.
It was a fucking guitar in a bank match.
So you were at a huge disadvantage here because the match even changed during the match and you got 5 points, right?
Yeah. Elias won.
So the King of Bonk Style picked Lashley to win.
Okay.
After he watched him lose.
Okay.
He picked a pin as well, which there was no pinfall or submission or anything. Elias, first person to touch, that's not what happened. Rush was the first person to touch
correct.
It. And first person hit was Elias.
See, I switched those on accident.
He got
that's
three.
All that happened.
He got zero.
He got three, Elias.
Elias where?
Hit.
No,
he had Rush was the first one to get hit.
Yeah, I had him flipped.
Oh.
Yeah, so that'd be a zero.
Okay.
It's tough.
And Fresh got five. Then he had Drew McIntyre winning.
Which so did I, for
he
sure.
Had yeah. pin,
mm-hmm.
And he had Ziggler's interference.
Yep.
You had Finn. Good job.
Yep.
You had a pin. Good job. And a Ziggler interference. Good job. That's a perfect score right there.
That's an 11.
That's a big
he got
jump.
A six.
Okay.
He had Randy Orton.
So did you.
He had a pin.
You did not.
He had Rey Mysterio.
You did too.
He had 14 chair shots.
I was close.
How many was it?
16.
What I guess?
14 as well. And you're both wrong. It was not a DQ.
You put a DQ in a chairs match?
Yeah, so did I. So did I, but I didn't watch the event. So what I thought was going to happen was that Randy was going to use a non-chair, which is an automatic DQ normally in those matches. in those TLC match or any kind of stipulation match,
it's so
a
dumb.
Chair, a ladder, or whatever,
look,
you can
so
only
many,
use that item.
There's like eight matches that are really just no DQ matches.
Correct.
Things put around them.
Correct.
So
well, annoying. Someone had mentioned it's probably time to retire the chair matches because you could have done that match with only two chair spots and been just fine.
Yep.
Like they can put on a great match.
Yeah, when you make it the focal point.
You can make the ending do that. You can have
you
the slot, the baseball slide or the dive or whatever.
The baseball slide,
it.
You keep that
there's
and you
no
can do the finish. That's fine. Yeah, correct. So who was the first person hit with a chair?
Orton.
So that would be a zero. No. Sorry, that'd be a five for the King. I don't want to steal any points from you. Buddy Murphy, you got right. Did you watch that match in its entirety? The cruiserweight?
No.
No, okay.
It's
a hell of a match.
Buddy as well. Pin, 12, aerial moves.
You had 16 aerial moves. I think it was in the 20s, wasn't it?
It was five.
No, there was something else that was in the 20s. My fault.
No, my favorite thing was when we were watching Survivor Series and Brad was counting aerial moves because he put like 26.
Yeah.
Literally anytime someone left
2 feet off the ground. Yeah. Anytime that it was like a double stomp would be from the mat.
I'm sorry, but jumping onto the ring apron is an aerial move.
Yeah. When someone's running, that's an aerial move.
Brock Lesnar starts every match with an aerial move to get in the ring.
Yep. So this is interesting. I'm not sure how you screwed this
Braun
one up.
Won.
Who, me?
No.
Yeah, oh, Braun. Okay.
You did yours before, so I understand. Right. We didn't even know if he was going to show up or if he was actually going to wrestle or not going to wrestle.
Yeah, Braun, and he had a
So
pin.
Did you. Yeah, and he didn't watch the match before he put pin,
he
got it right. You put sub after watching the match.
I could have sworn.
Mm-hmm. He tapped, Baron tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back and check the tape.
Number of
sure.
folding tables destroyed, that'd be zero.
Correct.
You put three.
He put zero.
Mm-hmm, because he's smart. You got Heath Slater in Michigan. That's good.
So
Heath
he
Slater
11.
Did. Mm-hmm. You got eight after watching.
So then we had the tag team.
This one,
team.
Now I think you're doing it on purpose, because for the tag team championship match, you have.
I somehow missed this. Was this on the pre-show?
No.
Okay, then I missed this.
You had the Usos winning.
So did I.
But again, I did mine before.
They won, didn't they?
They did not. The bar retained.
They changed the decision.
Nope.
This was a pre-show match.
I mean, like.
The tag team one?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Was it?
Yeah, it had to be because I was watching like the first match.
It was the Cruiserweights and then the.
No, it wasn't. I know for a fact.
So what was the other match?
Elias and Lashley.
Was it on there?
Yes.
Okay.
He had it by pin.
Yes. You got Penn as well.
I had New Day winning, so.
Yeah.
He had Kofi pinning Jimmy.
And you had Jay pinning Sheamus, so nothing there.
And he had Big E as the excluded member.
Oh, you guys, you did too.
He had a six there. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
It's because somehow I thought they would do the right thing and put it as a fucking ladder match.
Then we had the Intercontinental title. He had Dean.
You had Rollins. You did this on purpose.
No. Looking back. I forgot it was for the Intercontinental title. He had Dean winning by pin.
You had a pin as well.
Yep. He had three.
You had six.
Near falls.
And it was a lot, right?
14.
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking of that everyone was so far off.
Three aerial moves.
You had 12.
11.
11, so you get a little, hey.
He had eight for that one.
That's six for you. Good job.
Then he had the GOAT winning the next match.
Yeah, you wrote GOAT, but she wasn't wrestling until later. So
she won. Yeah. And she won by a pin, right?
Definitely an armbar.
Never going to pin someone.
Right.
That's kind of going to be.
I
she
forgot.
Had her first near fall in this match.
True.
She had her first pin attempt in this
and
match.
And then he had 17 minutes.
11.
You wrote six.
It was eight.
It was 11.
That
was
a score. No, that was a score.
Yeah.
And he had Becky winning.
No, hold on. How many aerial moves did he? Sorry.
Not,
pin and eight. Wait, what happened in this? The GOAT. Pin and eight.
Sub 11.
Yeah, so that's just 5 points for the King.
Yeah, Becky.
You had Asuka. Good job. So did I.
He had Charlotte as the first to climb.
And is that true?
Asuka.
I had Becky.
What I have?
You had Charlotte.
Yeah, we all thought that. He had the first Superstar Chess Championship with Charlotte.
I wrote Becky.
Asuka.
Yep.
He had the last Superstar Chess Championship and not win as Asuka.
Charlotte.
It was Charlotte. You had that right.
Wow, Fresh. You had the champion as the last one to not win. Wow. So dumb. Number of chair shots, nine.
Time out.
Yeah.
Because prior to this match, I sent a message in our messenger that said, I almost want to put Asuka as my winner.
Oh, so cool. So I also thought there was a chance Dean could win, and I also thought there was a chance that the bar could retain, and I also thought there was a chance Truth and Carmella would win. So I guess I'm getting closer to 100 points as well.
I took my points.
Do you guys remember that I picked Asuka 3 or 4 weeks ago as soon as she was entered into the Battle Royal?
I do. The last one because I want to get to the regular stuff. Number Daniel Bryan
was 10, by the way.
10. So yeah. That's just that's
he
eight.
Got 5 for that.
That's
match.
8 points for you.
He had Daniel Bryan.
So did you.
By pin.
It was a no.
It was a pin.
It was a pin.
See, you didn't even remember. He had 6 up. Near falls.
9.
You had 6 as well.
He had the match time is 19 minutes.
You put 12 for a.
It was 24.
Yeah, like.
He got 8 for that one.
English and Spanish survived, other did not.
Okay.
So you guys did this wrong again, but that's okay.
I did not.
You were saying the Spanish was, or no, sorry, you didn't. He did. The Spanish was going to get destroyed, so you got 5 points there.
Hey, all right.
Here's where it goes funky.
He got 10 there.
Spanish survived. The German table got broken.
Right. I'm saying he circled Spanish, which means he thought that was destroyed, even though X's mean destroyed.
I don't know what that means.
That's okay.
So here we go. The unscheduled appearances. He has Dolph, Jeff Hardy, Bray, Bayley, and Sasha, so he got 5 points.
I don't think Dolph counts, right?
Dolph counts.
Does it say it on there?
Yeah, because he wasn't scheduled.
See, now I crossed him off because it set it up here, so I thought it wouldn't count.
Set it up where?
Dolph, Ziggler interference.
But it's asking maybe
I took it as, I crossed it off and took it as if it's on the sheet, it doesn't count. So that's my fault. I did tweet Pro Wrestling Scorecards and ask about Angle. Angle did count, so I did write him.
I wrote the laptop, so I honestly get a point.
I bet you I cleaned up on this one.
Let's see. Andre the Giant did not show up.
Nope.
Hulk Hogan was in attendance, but wasn't on screen.
Correct.
So that's 5?
Nope.
Nope. CM Punk did show up, so that's 5.
Yep.
Shane, does that say Shane?
Yes.
Like Shane O'Mac?
Shane Helms. Douglas?
Shane Helms wasn't there. Harley Race also not there, so that'd be a 0.
I knew he wouldn't show.
Shane Douglas.
That cowardly Harley Race. I know you're responsible for what happened to Terhune, Harley Race.
27.
We saw your crown at the scene. 40. We will find you.
54, 60.
I've already started research.
78.
I don't care if you're 75. You're still alive, which means you did it.
So, unfortunately, the Fireball Eric expert came in with a paltry 77 points.
Our wrestling expert.
It was not a good showing.
I survived the close challenge for another weekend.
Which is good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where did you not defend?
Indianapolis.
Good. the King of Bongstyle, who watched the shows, only beat me by 6 points at 83. And then in a unfucking believable performance that beat every member of the Pro Wrestling Scorecards team, I do believe, Fresh Produce, our champion going into the new year, our Pro Wrestling's 103 points.
Nope, one guy beat me. Jess LV from Prep.
Where are the other scores? Though? You, yeah.
115.
What's the next?
That is Twitter handle?
96.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew you were.
Attack him. Yeah. Read that off again.
Let's not attack him.
Really, really, really strong.
Go
effort.
After him. What's his Twitter handle?
At PWS Jess LV.
So do remember, guys, starting with the Rumble next year, we will have a viewer
us, Jesse Ventura.
A viewer participation a tournament going all year
Jesse
long.
Jesse La Ventura.
Jesse L. Ventura.
It's La Ventura.
Oh, it's real quick, did you guys watch any of the Edge and Christian show?
After? I did. I watched. Not no. You know what? I watched the first 3. I did not watch the one after.
So the
yes, I did. I did. Sorry.
It's the one with the Mean Street Posse?
Yes. Yes. And they were rapping.
Phone's ringing.
Is that the hotline? Is that the one?
It's not the one. I mean, I'm sure it's one.
So I loved it. The rap was good. Edge and Christian's.
My favorite part of that was
Christian taking it seriously and Edge not.
Calling him Garkin.
Garkin?
The garçon in the restaurant.
Yes.
What up, Garkin?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a big Pete Gas guy, too. Have you read his book by chance? I'm sure you haven't. There's no reason to. Counting the Lights.
How I Became a Jobber to Heel or whatever the fuck it is.
It's I thought it was called Counting the Lights or
yeah, but the like
oh the subtitle or whatever.
Yeah, it's like going.
It's really
from
good. Pete's a funny guy. Like he's made his career. He was a wrestling fan, hung out with the wrestlers. You know, did his job, made some money. Like it's a hell of a life being a jobber in the Attitude Era. He's still making money. Everyone was making money then.
True.
Yeah.
Everybody.
No one wants to ask me what I thought of the Edge and Christian show.
What did you think of the Edge and Christian show?
Did not watch.
Yeah.
saw the first episode of something they proclaimed to be the awesome show.
No, not awesome
far
show.
Far from it.
It's the ENC show that reeks of awesomeness.
Yeah.
It reeks.
It's really good.
It's funny, dumb comedy.
It's one few thing that me and that, rest in peace, former creator of the show agreed on was, There's one thing I do feel confident mm-hmm. talking about comedy as the champ.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was awful. Okay. Maybe this is better, but the first. Whew.
I mean, I thought it was funny. So,
Brodus, what do you prefer? The Edge and Christian show, any single episode, we'll say the one last night, versus the Hardy Family Halloween special.
Oh, the Hardy Family Halloween.
Really?
I think
you
was,
did love that.
It was hilarious.
Oh, Matt Hardy knows comedy.
Matt Hardy.
They
knows.
Need to get him on.
Matt Hardy was on it this week, this episode.
Yeah. Maybe it's okay.
When they
I
brought
said,
up, they brought up Lita.
Guess where he was?
Yeah, they
yeah,
did.
They brought up Lita.
He wasn't on the first one.
No, but he was on this one.
they didn't do it in front of King Max.
No. Matt Hardy Max like teleports.
Their heads.
They're camping, and Matt Hardy teleports into their
the tent. They
the
pitched.
Tent. Yeah, the tent they pitched on the Hardy compound. Because Vanguard 1 spotted
they
them.
They pitched a tent. How many times did they say that they pitched
once.
A tent
once.
On the Hardy compound?
Once. And then...
it's feeling very Beavis and Butthead.
They said something about like Edge taking something from...
From Matt Hardy
from
once
Matt
again.
Matt Hardy. And he was like, yeah, that's not the first time. And Matt Hardy goes, fair.
Things happen for a reason. Yeah. Yes.
Why don't y'all quit whacking off in my compound? Quit whacking off!
Wait,
of my,
who the hell was that?
Quit whacking off of my lake and reincarnation. That's the guy from the Beavis and Butthead. Remember? You watch Beavis and Butthead?
No.
What? Fresh? Did you?
Yeah. No.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Tom. Or
so imagine
Hank Hill.
Yeah, an older get off
conservative
my lawn.
Trump
Hank
Hill.
Hill.
Remember Hank Hill,
yeah.
King of the Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the guy that Beavis and Butthead were always like doing odd jobs for, but then they would just get high on paint fumes and.
I don't.
Beavis
I never watched.
A great
no,
show.
It wasn't. It was very bad, very bad, all time bad. Everything that guy did was bad. Mike Judge. Office Space was the only thing that was
Idiocracy's
worth a shit.
Idiocracy's a great movie.
That's him too.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Then I take that back.
Yeah.
And it's not great. It's good. It's
That's
good.
A great movie, dude. It predicted 2018. So
everyone did. I mean, we all knew where this is going.
Not like that extent. Mm.
He didn't get one thing right.
Although Terry Crews would be
right?
a better president.
What one thing right did he get? Everyone says he predicted the future, just that we're all going to be dumb and on our phones a lot. What did he predict specifically that was right? We don't water anything with Mountain Dew or whatever it was.
Gatorade.
We don't do that.
Electrolytes.
Yeah.
Plants need. Yeah. It's what plants need.
I don't. I know. It's a
I
funny.
I don't know, man. Go look around at everything you see. Has electrolytes in it.
I'd love.
They just
skip
this.
They don't plant.
It's what
do
plants need.
That's my point. That's
away,
what I'm saying.
But that's where we were headed. He saved us. So, yeah, Mike Judge is actually a hero.
Wow, it is hot in the dungeon.
It is.
Woo!
Maybe you guys shouldn't have wore sweaters knowing it was 100
that's a good point. Final battle? Did you watch any of the final battle?
I keep the dungeon hot so that the boys sweat while they're working on their moves.
Did you watch any final battle?
We don't get that down here in the dungeon. No,
we can skip through
final
a little
battle,
bit.
I did not.
So, as someone who wants to be taken at least.
It's on my DVR.
Mildly seriously, it's not. Yeah, it can't be. Who takes it mildly seriously, I have to be honest. When I want you guys to watch Independence. I want everyone to support independent wrestling. It was just not my favorite show. It was not my favorite show of the weekend, which is the first time I've said that in a long
that
time.
That is fair. I'm always okay with that phrasing. It's I hate when people and fans do it a ton. When
terrible.
They go, it's a bad show.
No,
it just wasn't a good show for you.
The card got me too hyped, I think. I was way overhyped on the card, how good the card looked. And a lot of its production, I always go back to that with Ring of Honor. Not New Japan so much, but Ring of Honor and the other ones. It's just they miss shots. They don't, I don't know. It's tough. Spots get missed.
You miss 100% of the ones you don't.
That's true. The ladder match ended with a terrible spot. What do you think, Produce? Did you see him go off that ladder funny and hit his face?
I did not.
So there's a double or quadruple table set up on the outside, and the Briscoes were pushing Nick Jackson off this ladder.
Gerald and
Yeah. No, I know. The Briscoes before I started
watching.
Mr. McMahon,
yes. I'm gonna push him off this air ladder.
So Bully Ray was tagging with him years back, and before I was watching, I was like, that can't fucking be the Briscoes. Like, I know Pat Patterson is still part of the WWE, and like he's definitely not wrestling. What is happening? So but I had no idea. So they pushed him off and he slipped bad and it was misangled and he went face first onto four tables. It was really sick.
Let me ask you, is it time to retire the
tipping
slow climb the ladder move in wrestling? Because it's like
great. Let's break away. How do we fix that? Because it is brutal. Now
it's too like it's,
you know when it's not obvious when Seth Rollins is in the fucking match because he jumps off the ropes onto the ladder.
Well, and that's the thing. Like it's just so there's so many. It's weird how there's so many things that fans complain about, being too obvious, predictable, too scripted, predictable. Yeah. But there's some things they have no issues with, like that.
You know why?
Cage climbing one.
I'll tell you why they don't have a problem with it, or why they don't complain about it, even though they're wrong. They don't think there's an alternative. They don't think there's any other way to do these matches without having that slow climb.
Yeah,
so they've accepted it.
Stop having ladder matches.
Well,
stop having 23 ladder matches a year.
Stop having so many ladder matches.
Okay,
I'll
and
get,
here's
yeah,
what else you can do. You don't have to really bring the ladder up till the towards the end. You don't have
there's
to have
spots,
the ladder
though,
up
spots
every
that
5 minutes unless you have it set up to where you have it timed to where you can make it look really natural for somebody to climb at a normal pace. Because how it's a kayfabe article of man of wrestler trying spends a year trying to clean his gutters, trying to climb up the ladder to clean. Like, it's that much of a joke.
Well, it's the same thing that people accept stuff like the Rumble. Like, if you really wanted to win a Rumble, there's no one that would enter the ring. Like, you would just not enter the ring until the last.
Well, until they made the, and you know what, they should, because then you make a rule change.
But they haven't made a rule change.
But that would be a great thing.
It would be, but
them to do.
But then they can't ever use the gimmick.
Somebody
doesn't enter, because it happens a lot.
What have they ever done with it?
McMahon and
they added it as
Stone
a
Cold?
Thing to Curtis Axel for a while. That's the only time, and look at how long ago that was.
Santino Marella.
What did they do? What happened with that?
He almost won.
Yeah, he almost won the Royal Rumble. He was second in the
The James Ellsworth spot was fucking hilarious a couple years ago when Dean came to the ring and he wanted to get in, and he's like, "Come on, man, let's get him. Let's get Braun. Let's go. 1, 2, 3." And then he stopped and James got smashed. That was a funny spot. I'm not saying it's a huge, it makes a momentum change. I just think it's when you have a 30-man hour plus long match, it can't just be great wrestling the whole time. In theory, you got to have some gimmicks and some funny stuff. They can't get rid of the point is people accept things. Because we're wrestling fans, and we've had to accept that Big Boss Man was murdered on television and showed up the next week. You had to accept that.
How to miss what?
You got to accept some things. But the thing is, it's the same thing with the count out with the quick 2.5. It was 2.75. It was the pins. Like,
yeah. 1, 2, 3. That's over. We have a new champion. We're gonna go.
So the thing is, you don't have to make it that dramatic. Like it's not as effective as they think. It's not worth the risk of looking bad when the ref has a slow count or the slow climb. The drama 6 minutes into a ladder match of someone climbing, wait till you see the person who's supposed to stop you, then climb the ladder. That's how you do it. And don't wait so long. If they only get up a rung or two, that's fine.
Yeah, we don't need, like, you don't need it to be.
Both can climb.
Plus, you know, I feel bad for wrestlers when you can tell someone else is slow.
Oh, yeah,
because
a
lot. Because they have to sit there and fumble around. It's like, dude, just grab it.
Have you seen Angelico in Lucha Underground?
No.
You're watching through it. So
I'm only like a couple in.
Okay, so later on there's a ladder match, and there's they do it great. It's Angelico, Son of Havoc, and Ivelisse versus, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, 6-man ladder match?
Well, they have a trios championship. They have a three.
Oh, right,
three
okay, yeah.
Title. So one of the guys is climbing up, and I've showed you this, where the guy runs and like jumps like 15 feet from the top of a office over the like no man's land into the ring and drop kicks one of the guys off the ladder, like hits him mid ladder. It looks amazing.
How do you think that guy felt?
Which one?
The one jumping, not the one getting.
Oh,
I mean,
Angelico? He did shit like that. Like, he did like 3 or 4 spots throughout.
We talk about guys doing death matches and how it's, oh, they shouldn't have to do this to get praise and stuff. But like, these guys on the indies have to do neck breaking shit a lot to get noticed.
His actual fall was probably no more than the height of the top of the ladder.
Yeah, but he's, I mean, yeah, that's tall. That's tall.
I mean, kind of, but he landed in the ring.
Yeah, but I don't care, man. Landing on anything hurts.
I understand.
Like, okay, so when Drew McIntyre does those kicks, especially outside the ring,
and he lands on his back.
I'm like, this has to hurt.
Him? You mean landing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, have you guys ever seen breakdancers? They do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like, there are.
Okay, but here's our point. You're doing it 280 days a year on the same spot with, you know, fucking Hogan, the most safe moveset of all time in wrestling, next to The Miz. And he said his leg drop has caused him to shrink 6 inches or whatever he said. You know what I mean? So
Wait. But no, but I'm saying, I don't care who you are. Care if you're a breakdancer or not. That shit has to hurt.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah.
Even if not for them, for me, it hurts watching. I've fallen.
So we saw our final Cody Rhodes match, our final Cody match, our final Young Bucks match, our final Hangman match in Ring of Honor.
Yep.
As much as they like to fuck around and joke and pull fast ones, everything's pointed to that's it. They said their goodbyes after the match. The villain stayed, so the villain wins. He's the only one who went over.
Yep.
Overall, it was just underwhelming. The John Gresham versus Zack Sabre Jr. match was fucking awesome, like I predicted. That was great.
I tell you what, that is such a ball of talent there. Novelist? Wrestler. John Gresham. I love John Gresham.
It's Jonathan Gresham. Sorry.
Thriller. I bet that match was a very big thriller.
Jordan Grace's husband, yeah.
Didn't know who did it till the end.
God, you're the worst. It's a good point. And overall, again, overall, it was a good paper. I mean, it was good. The matches were good. The ladder war was good. The Cody and Jay Lethal match. I just will never enjoy a Jay Lethal match, I think. I know. Yeah. I'm told by so many people how great he is, and I've never enjoyed one.
Okay. I mean,
as cool as the finisher looks, it's a terrible setup for a finisher. We've talked about that before, the springboard cutter.
Yeah.
Rich Swann's looks better. Stolen move, but he looks better.
I also have a problem with Ember Moon's finisher.
Yeah, anything like that where you have to...
The eclipse or whatever it is.
I bet you hated Sin Cara when he first got there. That flip off the top rope.
No. Why would I hate that?
It's got a mask on. He loved it.
He has a mask on.
Yeah, but you don't remember that?
I do.
You had to stand on the top rope, and you had to flip with him.
I don't own this for no reason.
Why are you not wearing that every show?
It's hot. Yeah, but you really could have gone this gimmick of not being seen, but have a camera the whole time if you would have done that. That's great.
You can still do it. Nobody's seen us yet.
Yeah. There's like three people that have seen this.
Dr. Hootie, don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone with the produce.
Keep it down.
God, you are required to do the show in a mask from here on out.
Yeah, because this makes it really easy to see what I'm doing.
Get a better mask. What I don't say, buddy.
I'll use all the money you pay me to produce this and everything else, and I'll buy a new mask.
So today,
I think I have one. So yeah, so we'll use that budget
today. The villain, the
our
guy.
Our budget is just my shit. Whatever I can get rid of or sell, that's our budget.
The villain posted a picture today at a Cracker Barrel where he's just sitting looking at chairs all by himself. He's the only one left. Everyone stayed.
Everyone left, and he stayed.
But I did. They did build that little new faction. PCO, who we saw.
Yep.
Who we saw live.
Who is just as scary in real life as he is on TV.
And Brody King, who's been an independent guy around. They both joined him in Villain Enterprises, and I like it. Now, here's something else someone brought up. I don't think Bray's going anywhere. His cryptic tweets, weird tweets, I don't think it means he's going anywhere. I think he comes back to the WWE.
I'm almost positive he does.
Yeah, so say, guarantee, whatever. The idea of him joining, someone pointed out him joining that faction, with Marty Scurll, PCO, and
I mean, it would make sense.
It would make a lot. It would be really fucking cool.
So would Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If we're just going to say people that are kind of weird and could be good heels.
We're saying people that seem to be on the outs. That seem to be hinting that they're leaving. That's all. I was just bringing them up because he's hinting at it.
I've never liked listening to Fresh more than I do when I watch him with a mask speak.
Oh, we can see him right there. Oh, no, you can't pull that up. No, now we can see your face again. There we go.
What?
He was just adjusting.
I was tightening it.
Oh, it's his nose. I thought that was his whole face.
Yeah, no. That's
How about that Slater pop Sunday night?
Oh, yeah, when he struggled to take his shirt off. Like, I struggled to tie this mask.
I think he struggled more putting it back on. That was the struggle. That
was
the
very bad.
But Slater got a huge pop. Here's the thing. I don't know if you guys have noticed this about wrestling fans. They're kind of sexist. I don't know if you noticed that, but who's the only person who got booed Monday night when the McMahons came out?
Stephanie.
Yeah. They all play heel.
No.
Triple H is always heel, except when he's talking about NXT.
Yeah, but no, but he's not in a storyline.
Okay,
heel.
Great. So is Stephanie in that moment? Is Stephanie in that moment, she's playing heel.
No, but she's been in a storyline playing heel.
So is Triple H, the last time we saw him on camera.
But how long ago was that?
But the other
2 months,
thing,
or no, sorry, 4 weeks ago when he and Stephanie put Baron Corbin into power. He was there.
Right, but the other thing is she's the one responsible for Baron Corbin being in power.
No. I get it.
She's the one that's been doing continuous backstage
Triple
segments.
H, every single time he comes on camera, gets cheered, even when he's in that heel role. My point is, it's just Stephanie. Stephanie.
But what has Stephanie done like Triple H has, where he's a 17-time world champion or whatever the fuck he is? He was the
multiple-time women's champion. I don't know what you're...
But Stephanie gets cheered, too.
Never.
When she comes.
Never.
Oh, yes, she does.
Never.
Yes, she does.
No.
When she comes out,
So you guys are sexist too. Got it. Okay. I thought it was just the fan base. I was going to say it was someone else besides you guys, but I guess it's you too.
And she didn't get booed hard.
Hard booze.
You're out of your mind.
You're a towel.
I hate you.
Go away. Slater Pop was awesome. Now, speaking of pops, did anyone watch NXT last week? Because you missed a hell of an episode.
Yeah, I watched it on Pop TV.
No.
The TV Guide channel.
Nope. NXT.
NXT.
Yeah, NXT.
What are you talking
about? You know, WWE has that developmental thing called NXT?
Yeah.
Did you watch NXT last week?
You said, speaking of pops, did anyone watch...
Speaking of pops, did anyone watch NXT last week?
Not the channel. Pops is in the crowd.
Yeah, I literally heard pop, by the way. And just went, no, because I don't watch...
Regardless, last week Ricochet had an open challenge for his North American title, and who shows up? Prince Pretty himself.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Tyler Breeze. Fucking place went apeshit. Apeshit for Tyler Breeze. You know why? Because he's a fucking awesome worker.
Yeah.
Tyler Breeze, NXT was great.
He hasn't been on camera in a while.
No, what are you talking about?
He hasn't.
He was on the Edge and Christian show last week.
Yep. He's on Up, Up, Down, Down all the time.
So what? Okay, fine. Take away from him all you want. He's amazing, and that crowd respected him. Then he comes out Monday night and gets fucking nothing. They cheer McMahon. They cheer Vince McMahon, the guy who's been, if in their minds, been feeding them shit for a decade that they hate. The John Cena, the Roman Reigns. They hate him, but they cheer him every time he comes out. Tyler Breeze, who's performed great every time he's been on camera, given what he's been given, gets nothing from that Raw crowd.
I know why. You know why? Oh, sorry, go ahead, Fred.
Because the Raw crowd's fickle.
No, because the Raw crowd doesn't know who he is.
Fickle.
No, because...
Your average Raw crowd does not know who Tyler Breeze is.
Wrong.
No, okay.
He's a champion. He's a former champion.
He's from NXT. That's why he got
cheered
there.
He was on SmackDown for a goddamn year and a half before he came to Raw.
I think it's partial.
Doing
I think it's mixed.
Comedy,
the Fashion Files. Fashion
doing
Files.
Doing comedy bits.
But I feel like people know who he is because of that.
I would believe.
Because people knew who Damian Sandow was because of comedy.
I believe there's very, 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 very few people who watch Raw wrestling that don't watch NXT.
I can tell you why that happens.
I don't think so. That go to Raw. Not watch Raw. Go to Raw. That's a big difference.
I'm glad it's you two arguing with each other this week.
We've been doing it all week. We've been doing it all week on text.
I've got the solution, or the answer is because when people see Tyler Breeze come to the ring, they're like, yeah, here comes a great worker. When they see Vince come to the ring, they're like, oh, he might change some shit.
It's his shit that changed
him. Fresh,
he's the one who made it
new,
bad.
But, dude, he gives them that feeling.
You're
they
right.
They associate that feeling with him.
Again, how can I say this differently? That I'm not arguing that. I know why they do it. I'm just saying it's frustrating that they hate Vince.
I could have sworn you
asked
why.
Maybe I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it if I said it. What I'm saying is they all tweet, we hate this product. This product's been sucking for a long time. It's bullshit. Vince is past his prime. He doesn't know what's hip anymore. He can't get on, you know. Then he comes out, and it's, oh, Vince is here. And then a guy like Tyler Breeze gets nothing when the NXT crowd worships him.
When's the last time he was on TV before this?
A couple weeks. He's been jobbing for here and there for the last couple
months. When's the last time he had a meaningful match before this?
SmackDown.
On TV. When?
6 months before he left SmackDown.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
So 6 months ago, the average Raw fan who goes to Raw does not remember that Tyler Breeze can even fucking wrestle. He's the guy with the selfie stick.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Who
correct.
Comes out with Fandango.
Correct. Okay, you're right. You're right. You're right. That's all right. That's not the point I'm making. The point is that crowd fucking blows. Stop not knowing who Tyler Breeze is. Do your fucking homework and know who a great wrestler is.
Some of them are 8 years old.
Fuck them!
By the way, I'll tell you this right now. It is just like open mic comedians. If you spend this much energy hating them for their idiot choices, you're just going to be tired. Wrestling fans are that way.
I know. It's just frustrating is all I'm saying. I just said it's
frustrating. They don't have the deep appreciation you do. Some of them just want to see shiny things.
I know, but he is shiny. He's
it's
got a
selfie
stick.
It's the same reason people go on Twitter and talk shit about how they can't stand The Undertaker, but anytime they're live and they hear dong, the fucking place goes crazy.
Not me.
You would go insane.
Nope.
I've
been there. I've been there for The Undertaker.
If he came in here right now,
if he came in here, yes, I would go apeshit. You're absolutely right.
The Druids came in. Yeah, see?
Wait.
Uh-oh.
No, there's still a light on. See, he couldn't make it all happen.
Plus, we don't have enough time left in the show.
We got tons of time, right?
For his entrance.
Oh. Well, it's a short ramp. It's not like it's WrestleMania. I cannot stop. Okay, forget it. Okay, I want to switch gears a little bit because the...
I can't see what color the fucking light is because this mask.
It's like It's like pea green.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
The Bucks in the revival thing has been going on Twitter, and that's like a dream match for people. I want to talk about dream matches.
I want to talk about dream matches. They have to win a division championship before I consider it a revival.
Antetokounmpo.
Let's talk about dream matches. What we'd like to see, and it's got to be current wrestlers. I'm not talking about, I mean, it can be if you want to say The Rock comes back for another one. It's somebody, if they can wrestle, that's fine. I'll go with it. But what would you like?
Young Bucks versus The Rockers.
Marty Jannetty's still alive, I guess, technically. Sean,
he'll take his drunk ass out there for the right amount of money.
Is that really what you want to see, though?
Drunk Marty Jannetty?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's a good point.
Fuck
okay,
yeah.
Okay, say he sobers up and gets in ring shape. Do you want to see that match? Yeah, exactly. Give me something you'd want to see.
Legion of Doom versus AOP.
Right now, one of them's dead.
Yeah.
That makes it more interesting. Right, casket
Protos,
match.
Protos, you give me a real answer. Then we'll do another.
First one to get Hulk out of the casket wins the match.
You got a dream match, Protos, you would love to see? Anyone wrestling today, you could do it anywhere.
I mean,
money's no object, contracts are no object.
Young Bucks versus New Day would be good.
See, I think they're all going to involve the Young Bucks. That's what's funny.
No, I mean, they're all going to involve New Japan guys.
Yeah.
Like,
well, because I do want to see the Bucks in the revival. That's obviously a great match. But I think the real money match, if it ever happened, if the Bucks did come.
I've got a different one. Go ahead.
Okay, if the money match of the Bucks come is not the revival match, it'd be great. It'd be fun. It's the Bucks versus the Usos is the money match.
Yeah.
That's your super kicks and your flying, they would work. I think they would do amazing things together. You can get the Usos to brawl if they need to brawl during that match.
And they're workhorses.
That match is the money match. That's the match that I would really like to see.
Real
go ahead.
Quick, Fresh, before you go, I think we all know the money match, if it comes, is Val Venus versus Joey Ryan.
I can watch that match.
Get it? It's the money match.
Oh, I get it. No. No, like a porn cum. At the end of porns when they come on women.
Who is yours, Fresh?
Yeah, no, I get it. Like a money shot. Like, come.
Who is yours, Fresh?
Mustafa Ali versus Chris Sabin.
That match will make you cream your jeans.
T-shirt still coming soon somehow.
I don't think in this. I mean, I'll only argue that I don't think Sabin now would be my number. If I could put, first of all, Mustafa Ali versus a lot of people. You're right. There's a lot of people I'd like to see him
really
wrestle
good.
With.
Ricochet.
Will
versus,
Ospreay.
That's true.
Him and Will Ospreay would put on.
Put Ricochet in that.
Ricochet's a lot of people.
I'm never going to go against Saban. I've learned my lesson, man. Alabama is a dominant.
God damn it. The problem is, it's not that you're so funny when you do these things. It's that you're so fucking quick. Like, you get points for that. It's just, if you took
There's
you three
a lot
minutes,
of people that would disagree with you on both accounts. Funny and quick. There's people that would agree with you on the second one.
I think you're mildly quick but insanely funny. No, mildly funny but insanely
exactly
quick.
That's exactly what I've been described in the bedroom.
Dr. Hootie says his
mildly
dream match
funny, insanely quick.
Is Hogan no-selling Omega?
That's a good call. That's a great call.
That's Hogan, a dream match?
Yeah.
Hogan no-selling. Just all day Omega doing amazing shit, five-star shit, and Hogan just going...
but never defeating him.
How many Hulk ups would it take for him to beat Omega? Cody, what you got? A Cody dream match? Is there someone you want to see him wrestle that he hasn't?
I mean,
he's done a lot of it.
Him and Seth would be good.
Him and Seth would be great.
I want to see Cody versus his father. Another casket match.
There are live wrestlers.
Halloween Havoc would be a good time to have this event on planning.
I want you to.
it would be a good theme.
Cody.
Then, now, forever.
Cody versus Randy would be good.
What's that?
Cody and Randy would be good.
Again? Yeah, I mean, we've seen that, but not this Cody.
No, yeah.
You're damn right.
Hey. Like, the current Cody versus
it's
Randy.
It's not just a model. It's actually in your contract. Right? You fight forever. That means your carcass belongs to me.
Can you give me a
Pick
real...
Pick him up.
Can you come up with one real match you'd
That's
like to
see? That's why Booker T's catchphrase is, can you dig it?
Graves.
That's his job.
It's Graves. He's talking about Graves.
Yeah, Corey Graves.
Ah, that's another good one. Bobby the Boo Heenan.
Nope.
You got another one?
Boogeyman.
Yeah.
Repo Man.
Mm-hmm. Paul Bearer. Nothing with Paul Bearer.
Ah, yeah, that's too easy. Vampiro, wasn't that one?
Yeah, he's a guy.
Gangrel.
Yeah.
The Brood.
I hung out with Gangrel a couple weeks ago.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
I didn't care for Gangrel, so guess what?
Does he still have the lisp?
No. Well, yeah, I mean, a little bit, but he still has the fangs, so those are legit, like, in there. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, okay, guys, I said, I didn't like Gangrel. Yeah. Guess whose blood he drank? Mine, with the HIV.
Nah. King of Bong style, Brad Scott. You like wrestling, right?
Call me champ.
You like wrestling, correct?
I do.
You watch it from time to time.
I enjoy the art form.
Is there anything you would like to see? If next year you could book a match, you could book any match you wanted. Is there anything that you'd go, that's fucking cool, I really want to see that match?
Cody Rhodes versus John Cena.
Perfect. See, that's now we're talking dream match, because almost definitely not going to happen, but two really good.
Face of the corporation versus the face of the
Indies. In the Indies.
Self-employed.
Can we get that's great.
The Women of Japan triple threat dream match?
Io Shirai.
Asuka, hey. Io Shirai, and Kairi Sane.
Hey, what do your guys' businesses give you for taxes? What are they called?
I-9s.
W-2s. It'd be the W-2s versus the W-9s.
I-9s, right?
No, W-9s.
Okay, W-2s versus the W-9s.
W-9 is like self-entrepreneur. Yeah.
Where would you book that match? Would you book it at WrestleMania or on an indie in an indie show? Or would you book it? Like, where would that match take place?
Oh, you got to go indie show because you want Cody Rhodes to have the home field advantage and then lose.
Is that all in twos? Is that an all in two main event?
No, that's a
ECW one night stand.
That's what I was saying.
You call it like War of the Worlds or
that's a thing though.
Oh, is
the New Japan thing? You could steal it. Vince steals whatever he wants.
Yeah. It's also a movie title.
No, you call it In Your House, Beware of Dogs, St. Valentine's Day Massacre, December to Remember.
Greed.
Perfect. Perfect. But you do indie.
Do you remember WCW Greed?
Huh?
I remember Sin. I don't remember Greed.
Greed was like one of the last ones.
Because Sin was the last, so Greed was probably right before it.
Yeah, it was.
So Scott Steiner would have been involved. Scott Steiner would have been involved big time.
I'm pretty sure there was a Greed.
Can you pull it up?
Yeah, I'll look.
Perfect. Oh, I don't think you're wrong. I just don't remember it.
You're thinking of Eric Bischoff is his name.
Yeah. Oh, so Bischoff put out a tweet about how he made Vince change the industry because he was scared of WCW and how the ratings, he was getting his ass kicked. And I responded with a very short, and then what happened? I was very proud of that. That tweet is now deleted from his end. So it did happen. You're right.
Here's the rundown of this card. Jason.
Wait, real quick. Give the year. Give the year because it's important to know how old these guys were when these matches happened.
For someone so thirsty for my money, she's not called back.
It took place March 18th, 2001.
Okay. So it's 2001. So it's a while ago.
The pay-per-view event took place 3 days before the final episode of Thunder and 8 days before the final episode of Nitro.
So that was the last one. Sorry.
The last one.
Sin must have been right before it.
So Jason Jett defeated Kiwi.
Do you know either of those people? Because I don't.
I'm very familiar with their work.
Gotcha.
Elix Skipper and Kid Romeo defeated the Filthy Animals, Billy Kidman and Rey Mysterio Jr.
I didn't know the Filthy Animals.
Sean Stasniak with Stacy Keibler defeated Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah. 2001 band.
Team Canada, which was Lance Storm and Mike Awesome, defeated Hugh Morris and Conan.
Hugh Morris, also known as Hugh G. Rection, managed by Major Guns, which is a tit reference.
Yeah.
You need
Major
a label.
Guns?
Major Guns.
Oh, Shane Helms.
Yeah? Nothing. Don't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about it. Shane Helms.
What are you doing?
Just waiting
I'm
for you.
Looking for something.
Defeated. I can't see out the side of my face.
Oh, the mask with the hair works.
Defeated Chavo.
No, I don't.
The Natural Born Thrillers.
Yeah.
Defeated Chuck Palumbo and Sean O'Hare.
That's tough.
Or no, that's them. Yep. Defeated Totally Buffed, which was Lex Luger and Buff Bagwell.
Oh, God.
Ernest Miller with Miss Jones.
That's the cat, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Defeated
Canyon.
Talking
the territory days, eh, boys?
Nope. 2001. Very much.
Yeah, that's my time. That's way back when, back when you had good territory shows like Thunder.
I mean, we were all driving then. It's not that far ago. That long ago.
The tag match coming up. You guys are going to love
this.
I'm
into it. Let's do it.
Booker T defeated Rick Steiner.
Hall of Fame.
For the United States Heavyweight Championship.
Wow.
Dustin Rhodes and Dusty
Rhodes
defeated Ric Flair and Jeff Jarrett in a tag match.
What a match.
That is a classic.
What a match. That is a classic.
That is the early days of pro wrestling.
Scott Steiner with Madaja?
That was his main freak.
Okay.
Madaja, yeah.
Defeated Diamond Dallas Page by submission.
How many people interfered in that match?
Diamond Dallas Page, the first world champion in pro wrestling history.
In a Falls Count Anywhere match for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Back then, it might have been getting batteries thrown at you in Tacoma.
So guess how many minutes the championship Falls Count Anywhere match went.
I'm going to go
3 hours.
I'm going to go 8 minutes.
180 minutes.
Remember, it was Scott Steiner.
Right.
And DDP.
212 minutes.
14 minutes.
Yeah, I was pretty close. I feel good about it.
Almost. There were two other matches that were almost 14 minutes. That was Ernest the Cat Miller defeating Canyon.
Ooh. They really wanted Canyon to be something. They really were all in on Canyon.
He's a legend.
And Elix Skipper and Kid Romeo defeating Billy Kidman and Rey Mysterio went 13:46.
As much Kidman and Mysterio you can put on my screen as possible, I'm into it.
For the inaugural WCW Cruiserweight Tag Team.
So the inaugural that lasted how many days, you said?
8 days.
They put new belts into play 8 days before they folded.
Hey, they were champions the entire time those belts were around.
From beginning to end. They were the first,
that's
the last, and the only.
Back in the territory
then, now,
times.
Forever.
Then, now, forever.
That's right.
They held them for. They held them then, now, and forever.
So I almost want to get replicas of those belts and send them to Rey Mysterio and Billy Kidman.
Send them. We're fucking wearing them. Cruiserweight.
Tag Team Championship.
Tag Team Championship. Perfect. Perfect.
I want to see what these belts look.
You boys can wear those. I'll wear the real.
There's not even a picture of the belts online.
No, why would there be? Oh, they did a tournament though. I love tournaments.
Tournaments.
Big into tournaments.
Air Raid.
Who was that? No, Air Raid was somebody decent.
Well,
they lost in the first round, so maybe not. But I thought
Air
that was...
Paris and Air Styles.
Okay. So... Oh, AJ Styles. Yeah, that's AJ Styles.
Three count, which was Evan and Shannon Moore.
Okay.
Yeah, Shannon Moore's good. I like him.
He's scary. I remember I pissed him off at All In.
Jason B and Scotty O, whoever that is.
Nope.
The Young Dragons, which was Kaz Hayashi and Young Yang.
I feel like we're spending a lot of time on greed.
Don't worry about this.
Okay.
I want to find out who Kiwi is. I'm actually...
Okay. Alan Funk, just like you thought.
Yep, I don't know any of those other names, though.
Perfect. Let's see what we got on this sheet. One of the most exciting things that's happened in wrestling in a long, long time, during the final ladder match, during the tables match, Natalya put Ruby Riott into the sharpshooter. And Michael Cole didn't say the phrase, "That's great, but she has to put her through a table to win." In every...
Mike just said that about in, Ruby Riott pinned her.
In every Rumble... There's
Kiwi, by the way.
He's dope. I definitely didn't picture that, what he would look like. During every Rumble, during every stipulation match, during everything, it is always, always, well, I don't know why he's doing that. Can't win that way. Not understanding that a submission match or submission move might hurt your opponent a little bit.
Well, I think literally the thing is because they just said that with Ruby Riott.
It's never mattered before.
And so he went.
Never mattered before.
She just wants to have added punishment. She make her suffer.
It's because it
I'm
was
telling
Natalya.
You.
Maybe it's
because
that angle.
They've never done it before is all I'm saying.
But maybe it's because they didn't have that angle.
That is what? What? That a submission move might hurt somebody?
No, that he's saying that she's doing that on purpose to make her pay.
Yeah. My point is they should always be saying that because that's always what they're doing. They always make the wrestler look stupid, like they don't know the stipulation of the match, but they do. They're putting, sometimes, you're right, they get that's part of a storyline, that they get confused and they try to tap someone out. That's fine. But you make someone hurt, that's what the wrestlers do.
I feel like that should be a fair thing to call out when it's a pin.
Absolutely a pin. I'm saying every single time someone puts a submission move on in a Rumble, in a stipulation match, in a cage match.
Already has a table with her dead father on it. Maybe Michael Cole's like, give daddy a pass.
Cut her a break. Did you see the Riott Squad still selling last night on Raw when they came out?
No.
When they came out with Steph?
What'd they do?
Liv and Sarah were both like still clutching their stomachs and stuff.
Are you sure that Liv wasn't? She might not have been selling. She might have just been fucking hurt.
Both of them were doing it.
Yeah, but maybe Sarah was just trying to be a buddy. Because Liv was... That was a nasty fall.
Hotline.
Hotline's blown up.
Oh, good.
Hello.
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 Hi. This
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hold on, one moment. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Ashwana calling again. This call may be recorded. Is this Brett that I'm speaking with?
Yes, it is. This call may be recorded. Okay.
I do. I would have to advise you every time we speak that.
I would too, yeah. Go ahead.
Just for your protection. Well, don't be too open.
Nah, my rule is if you steal my identity, I get yours. Because I'm betting I'm winning that trade.
Alrighty, so again, my name is Ashwani Keith, and I'm calling from Conserve. Conserve is a collection industry, and we are contacting you regarding student loans guaranteed by Ascendium, formerly known as Great Lakes USAF. Please be advised that, again, and every time we do speak, I would have to go over this, that this communication is from a debt collector and is an attempt to collect a debt, that any information obtained will be used for that purpose, and again, that this call may be recorded.
This call may be recorded.
Yes.
Yes.
Alrighty, so just before we continue even further, do I have your permission to call this number back just in case we get disconnected?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, sir, what I'm showing here, is a balance of $2,187.93.
Okay.
How would you like to take care of that?
If I could use either old basketball cards or sweaters from Kohl's.
Is that an option?
Then, I can do, I'm a comedian. I can do shows, you know, pay off my debt, work for my student loans. Although I didn't actually graduate, so can I actually return like the education?
I wouldn't say so in this case.
I think I have a receipt. If not, it should be on my rewards card.
So are you able to pay the balance?
Oh, no, not today. No, God, no.
Okay. There is a settlement option if you are.
How much are you guys willing to settle for?
So before I get into that amount, I would need to document or a reason, if any, as to why you wouldn't be able to pay the balance.
Today?
No, not necessarily today, just in full.
Oh, well, because I don't have the money. And you guys won't take basketball cards and sweaters.
She said that makes sense.
If you took basketball cards and sweaters, we'd have this taken care of. There's some Jordans.
If only. All right, so you did ask about the settlement.
A couple of Greg Drylings, Pat Bonners, Brian Scalabrine rookie card.
That's worth something there.
You said a greeting card.
Brian Scalabrine rookie card, much more valuable than a Hallmark.
Not really.
No, not really.
Well, I do have a settlement balance here of $1,902.
What was the original balance?
The original was $2,187.
That's like $18 off.
It's like $200.
Well, it won't be significantly. It's not usually.
Yeah, $18 of $2,000 is not significant.
No, but it is less than.
Yeah, but it's only $18 less. That doesn't give me an incentive to want to take care of it soon. Like if you were like if it's $2,000, but we'll do it for, you know, $75, I'd pay it today. Or if you were like even $500, I'd be like, that's a pretty strong offer. But I mean, $18 off. I mean, I could get a Groupon probably with a better discount for that.
So am I safe to assume that balance won't be able to be paid off as well? This one would be in a matter of 35 days.
Oh, God, no, I will not. It's the holidays. You guys should honestly halt calls until January.
That would be cool.
And you should do it the first week of January because people get gift cards and money. Although I don't think anybody's using them for money. Thank God.
Oh, that would be loans. 35 days.
Do you take gift cards?
Gift cards?
Like pretty. Logan Steakhouse or...
Getting you a Subway gift card.
Subway?
No, sir.
Is that because the whole Jared thing?
Is the reason why you're not able to pay the 1902 the same for the...
Is the reason I'm not able to pay the 1902 because of the... yeah, because I just don't have the money? Yep. And because you don't take sweaters or basketball cards.
Oh, blowing up over there.
I have a feeling the person beeping in is trying to offer me a U.S. grant that doesn't exist.
Or $20 off your student loan.
I'm sorry?
Somebody's trying to beep in, and I have a feeling it's these guys that tried to scam me yesterday by offering me a U.S. grant that doesn't exist. Now, if that would have been true, you would have had your money, but more than likely, I would have been out $100 for a Google Play card.
All right. So there was correspondence that I've noted here that was sent. Are you still receiving mail at 979 Greenwood?
Yeah, that's good. I'm aware of what the rest of the address is. Yeah, you brought
business call, but are you saying that you did receive the correspondence?
Oh, probably, but I throw those out.
That we sent it.
You guys should go paperless.
So you did or you did not receive it at the 979?
Oh, probably, but hey, I actually do have to go. I will call you back if I can reach you at this number.
You can definitely reach us at this number.
I wasn't hitting on you. It didn't be that informal, but I appreciate it. I'll call you back here as soon as I get done. Thank you. And we appreciate you being on the show.
Are the mics unmuted?
Yeah.
Oh, there were some moments.
Wait, it was muted when I said thanks for being on the
no.
show.
No, just the your ad when she started to say your address.
Yeah.
I mean, what, people going to show up and be like, yeah, it is that shitty.
That's why I was wondering. I didn't know why you'd give a shit.
Well, I don't want to just give it out. I don't want any other creditors to see.
All of our fan could have sent you something.
Yeah, Hootie could have sent you a Google Play card.
It's
speaking of which, Jason Nicholson, check your mailbox.
Hey, okay. I actually have to go. This sucks. I'm sorry. Aww. Let me speed through some stuff
I'm
real
glad
quick.
Glad we got the call in. The
Seth Dean match. You mentioned something about the crowd. Were they fair and booing and saying boring? And here's what I'll say. You want to keep doing that shit. You keep wanting to be, this is kind of stupid. I don't like it. Then you're going to get fucking 2 more years of Brock if people don't shut up. Like, if they start booing Dean and Seth, then we're getting more Brock. That's how it's going to work. Like,
the problem with that match was its position on the
card. Of course it was. Of course it was. No, and no, hey, here's something else too, though, dude. You didn't have that match would have been okay there if it was a blood feud like it was supposed to be.
True.
Don't make it. They are great wrestlers. And if you want them to have a great wrestling match, do it any other time. Give them 30 minutes on Raw to have a great wrestling match.
That's a face versus face match.
Right. Or whatever. Sure. But that's a blood feud. Not it's bringing up cancer. The problem with that feud has not been that it's those two guys. It's been that they haven't focused enough on their bomb that they dropped with the cancer thing.
Although I'm loving that they're embracing Bane Ambrose.
Except he's just saying your town smells bad and I'm going to get some shots. That's what they're doing. You know, that's my problem. Go ahead, Bane Ambrose. I know you want to. So.
You used to seek the approval, Seth Rollins.
I got a...
Burn it down, you said. Well, look who's holding the lighter.
That's good. If you didn't hear that, it's look who's holding the lighter. I do like that. Hey, I am predicting a Balor heel turn at some point. Where he does the no one respects me here, no one I don't respect, you know. So he starts cheating and stuff. I'm predicting that.
What? You want to jump to greatest?
Give me like 10 seconds on some of these things. Just the shit crowds. I already brought that up about that. Asuka. There's a lot of parallels between Asuka's first title win and Jeff Hardy's first title win. Now Asuka hasn't been there as long, obviously, but the triple threat, the way it worked, the storyline was between two other people, really. But then the crowd loved it. And people are like, oh, are they souring on Becky? Is the crowd not into Becky? First of all, they were chanting Becky during the previous match. Secondly, no, they also love Asuka. You're allowed to like more than one person. So they were cheering their second favorite person getting a title.
It's kind of like you can like Ronda and like Becky.
No.
You could they were both good.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry. Did you not? That match was great.
No, it wasn't.
No, it really wasn't.
Dude, that part where she jumped up.
Yeah, the moves. The moves are cool.
Yeah.
She doesn't tell a story. There's
You can have cool moves. They're called spot shows.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about the story?
We saw
the story. The whole thing with Tamina at the end where she's staring her down before she does the arm bar.
That was cool. I like that.
Because Tamina's the big threat.
Yeah. We saw cool moves at the Black Label Pro show we saw, but that's not going to headline a pay-per-view, and it's not the go.
Naya's disapproving mother.
That was, yeah, I know, right? That was good.
Yeah, you're never going to see.
But I think mother implies.
I want to see Becky. Who I want to have the argument, is she a top 10 wrestler of all time? I want to see Becky demand the number one spot in the Rumble. I think that'd be a power move. I'm going to number one, and I'm beating everyone's face. My favorite part of Raw, with all the, I did want to get into a long discussion about what's coming, or is anything going to change, or is it all same old, same old? Same. You have the power now. We had the same matches. I do think we're going to see some changes, but I think it just means who we see.
Yeah,
I think more than anything.
If they stop showing me Dolph versus Finn Balor versus Drew McIntyre.
Right. And I love those guys, and they put on good matches, but this is my point. I've always said this. If you want them to fight at a pay-per-view, have them fight any of the 13 people on your roster who don't wrestle every week. Have Ty Dillinger lose to some people. Have
Johnny Gargano.
Have Johnny Gargano come up and lose to somebody. Have Mustafa Ali show up and lose to Daniel Bryan. Perfect. You don't need the guys who are wrestling each other at the pay-per-view to wrestle each other the week before. Favorite part of Raw, psycho Kurt Angle, two nights in a row. Don't give me smiley bullshit Kurt Angle. Give me meted up, fucking rage-filled psycho killer Kurt Angle.
Who's more raged up and psycho killer, Kurt
Charlotte?
Angle or Charlotte?
Yeah,
oh my
that
God.
Was scary as fuck.
She looked like Wolf. She looked like Logan after he drank that green, or he injected that green shit.
If you give me peak era Kurt Angle, like Impact, TNA Kurt Angle,
yeah,
it's him by a mile. He was terrifying. He was foaming at the mouth every time he came out.
Veins. Like,
but yes, he doesn't have that in him
from
anymore.
The Vicodin.
That was exactly.
Yeah.
That was great.
Alcohol.
New Raw, same matches. I'm trying really not to be. I'm really trying to not be.
Let's give it a couple weeks.
I will.
See what
I
happens.
Totally will. It's just funny that the first two segments after that were exact matches from the night before. I thought that was funny.
With the twist.
No Braun Strowman. That was the only twist.
Yeah.
That was the only twist. There was no Braun Strowman.
You want your greatest?
Let's do greatest. It was, whose idea was it? Yours? You present it.
I present it. It is greatest balance of promo and in-ring work, fresh, according to our messages, which we might screenshot and
God,
post.
I wanted to go, yeah, we need to, because this was some good stuff.
He said it's clearly either The Rock or Stone Cold, to which Eric and I both replied, Triple H.
Yeah, actually, I was going to go with Triple H, is what we
Me
both
too.
Said.
And then you said you could stretch to Shawn.
I could go to Shawn.
I could even go Punk.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I think Stone Cold, self-admittedly, says he's a terrible promo if it goes longer than a minute.
The Rock's up there, though.
Chris Jericho?
What? Wait,
Jericho.
What does The Rock have?
Same catchphrase over and over and over and over and over.
He's got like 20 of them,
over
though.
Two. He's got two. What? Finally, and pies.
And millions.
And smell what The Rock is cooking. Lay the smack down.
He wrestled for like 3 years. Everyone thinks he's so amazing.
Three?
You didn't give time. We would love Randy Orton the same way if he was only around for
Wait,
3 years.
Three?
Yeah, it was like five.
It was like seven.
If Randy Orton could talk, I would
he
love him the
same way.
He debuted
in like 95 or 96.
I don't think his
promos
were
good. And was gone by 2001.
That was 2003.
Maybe. I don't know. Someone tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know.
Anyways, The Rock's up there.
The Rock's up there fine. Punk and Jericho are great calls too. I might switch to Jericho.
Let's put it on a poll, live show poll.
But you know what you could do? You know what
I'll
not,
do it.
You know what we're not doing?
I'll
we could just say someone who's middle of the road at promos and middle of the road at wrestling. You know what I mean? That would be the most balanced. You know, if it was someone who was a five at wrestling and a five at promos, that would still be balanced.
Ooh.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's like, true. I guess I didn't say the best.
Right? It could be
No, the whole segment's called greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Now then, but Fresh brought up a contrary thing when he thought he had that one all figured out.
Yeah.
Which was, who? The better question is, who has the biggest disparity?
Mine's so easy, so I'll go last. Mine, I don't even have a question about
Fresh.
It.
Fresh.
You also said Mr. Perfect, by the way. It was a good call.
It's a good balance for his day. Yeah.
I mean, Edge and Christian are on the best list, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Just thought about that.
Yeah.
But Jeff Hardy comes to mind.
Yeah, that's a good call.
With the biggest gap.
It's a really good call.
Because Jeff.
Ooh, no, I've got it.
Not okay.
Good.
Jeff Hardy's a great call, though.
Of all time, I'm going to go Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But.
No, actually, that's a disparity of both.
Yeah, you go.
No. What do you say?
His matches from
before
were entertaining.
Oh, so I thought you were going to go the other way.
Oh, he was awful on the mic.
He was short and sweet, though. At least he didn't fucking
try and
babble on.
15-minute
yeah, he
Sid
did.
Vicious.
Monologue.
Oh. No,
because
no, Steiner.
He's a bad
Steiner.
Wrestler. Steiner's amazing
yeah,
on the mic.
He's good in the ring.
He's amazing on the mic.
Yeah, you're right.
Only when he's drunk being interviewed by news reporters.
And teaching me how to do
wrestling.
Math. No, teaching me how to do math.
Sin Cara. Or Kalisto, I mean. Kalisto, is he the biggest?
Original Sin Cara in Mexico.
He makes good lucha things. He's obviously a great brother.
Original Sin Cara in Mexico was good until they like imported his little brother. Who
How about Andre the Giant? You couldn't understand what he was saying.
Oh, Jake, the snake is so big.
Nah, but he didn't have to. He was kind of like
he had Heenan.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it was a big stretch.
But he also had Heenan.
I know.
It's like saying Brock Lesnar.
Hello, pretty lady. Was it like a peanut?
It's like saying Brock Lesnar. Because Brock Lesnar says like four words ever.
Hulk Hogan.
Because he was so terrible in the ring.
He was so great on the mic, though.
Yeah.
For that era, man.
Mine's not even close, and it's a lot. It's a,
by the
unfortunately,
way,
I'm the sexist one because it's a lot of women. Oh, go ahead.
People always say,
I mean, Sasha's not great on the mic.
No, she's not. That's my point. I was going to say Sasha was one of them.
People always say Hulk Hogan or the Ultimate Warrior had promos that made no sense. Hulk Hogan's promos made no damn sense.
Yeah, no.
There's like, one they play on the Levitard show all the time where it's from a Trump Tower one of those years where he talks about how Trump Tower's going to break off into the ocean. He's going to strap Donald Trump and all the Hulkamaniacs on his back, and then he's going to swim and backstroke to safety, which means he's going to drown Donald Trump and the Hulkamaniacs while he's taking them to safety.
Because it's strapped to his back.
Backstroking with them on his back.
But also...
So he loves Donald Trump? Is that the point of that?
They all do.
Well, yeah. I know, but like he makes a point of it, apparently?
No, this was what was at Trump Tower.
Yeah,
like,
this
was
like
four or five. No, this wasn't yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It could have been.
Yeah, that sounded
I'm
very...
I'm going to strap all the blacks to my back. And then backstroke this country to being great again, brother.
All the rappers.
Natalia is mine. I shit on her a lot, but she's very, very good in the ring, and she is very, very bad on the mic. And Dean Ambrose might be up there now,
you
too.
You guys!
Dean Ambrose looks the heel.
I hate when she does that. Yeah. Imagine. You guys!
Broods as the
come
heel.
On, you guys.
So nasally, though.
Terrible at talking the heel.
Who?
Dean Ambrose.
Not now, man. Not Bane Ambrose.
No.
Okay, I'll give it Dean Ambrose, but Bane Ambrose is a beast.
Not if he talks about the town or in the match. In the match last night was terrible.
I don't care. I'm all in on Bane Ambrose.
Original face Brian, not this new Brian, but when he was, or not face, heel Brian.
Trying to be it, like act like
when
a
he
face.
Was,
Yeah.
He made AJ
Brian.
Kiss him before every match?
That Brian. Yeah, Brian. Yeah. But yeah, he was garbage on the mic then. Cause it was like it was almost as bad as Ronda Rousey, where she has like one thing she does, and she just says that all the time.
She's getting better though.
She's not getting.
She's not getting better.
She is. She's getting more comfortable.
So
you guys are expecting a drastic change. You see, I see subtle differences.
I don't
in her comfort.
Yeah, I do too. She said 19 words
she
total.
She ums and ahs constantly.
She said 19 words total.
You're holding her to
correct.
A higher standard.
No.
I'm holding her to the standard of someone who gets paid to be a professional wrestler.
Me too.
You know what I'm going to do over the break? I'm going to look up old Becky Lynch promos. I'm going to look up all the Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair used to be garbage on the mic.
But here's the difference. When they were in NXT or
independents
doing those.
They have a main roster holding a belt when they're doing it.
Yeah, being the champion.
Okay.
Well, but she's also a different species because
she's a WWE superstar. She is a WWE superstar.
Champion. WWE champion.
Champion.
But it's because she's so good in the ring.
No, but... If I'm going to hold her to the standard of being a WWE champion, then she needs to be
and
able to
speak.
And
why aren't you just okay with her not being good at it?
I'm not saying she's not. I'm not saying she's good yet. I'm saying she. I refuse to say you guys say she's not getting better at all. Like, there's been no progress.
The only progress that she's had is Paul Heyman has helped her write her promos.
And the thing should be anyway. It should be Paul Heyman has the four horsewomen. That's all it should
fucking
be.
Here's the thing. So that's not a bad thing, by the way.
Yeah, because
she's not a writer. She's not a creative writer. She's great
in
the ring.
I just care about what I see.
I
just care about
other strengths.
I just care about what I see. Then cater to her strengths. Have her talk less.
And they have been, and the promos have been getting better.
No. Before Survivor Series, it was a long
on Raw. She did like a 5 minute promo.
Yeah,
last night.
Yeah, last night.
It was not that long.
It was.
It was like
that much.
It was like 4 minutes. And it was not good. You know what was good?
I hate the goat.
No, you know what was good? Was at TLC when she was being interviewed about the match. Uh-huh. And she goes, revenge is a dish best served. Or what'd she say? No, it was revenge
it's a
is
bitch,
a bitch. And I'm the baddest on the planet.
Yeah.
That was the best promo she's ever done. That was it. That's all she needs to ever say.
I liked the promo last night.
No, all she ever needs to say is I'm the fucking best. Come at me.
Yeah, that's all. She should have 10 word promos. And I'd be into it.
Who's coming out? Let's go.
Let's go.
That's it.
It's so angry.
Or don't give her a mic. Just don't. Like, why do people have to have mics? They don't have to be good at mics.
No. What happens is the announcer goes, "This is the women's championship open challenge."
Mm-hmm.
And then someone's music
and
hits.
Don't fucking talk. Hey, let's go. Who's next? That's it. That's why the Goldberg statement, I thought you were going to the point where at least he just goes, Who's next? That's that was a lot of his promos.
We'll have to agree to disagree. I think she's getting better.
I like this week in wrestling. I like this year in wrestling. I wanted to talk about some NXT TakeOver matches from January. I wanted to talk
about have all night.
That's true. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I might just submit some for people to look at on Twitter because I have to go to a basketball game.
Yeah.
Guys, it's been a good year. I'm glad we started this year.
Yeah.
Brand new show out of nowhere. Started this year.
Yeah. Formed this year.
Formed 2018.
2018 to 2018.
2019 is going
to
be a good year.
It's going to feel good to bring in 2019 as the champ.
That's right. That's right. Our show, We Are the Champions.